For this segment of our Spirit of America special news magazine, we are here for part two with VFW National Council member and veteran Michael Brayman to discuss his role supporting veterans in Marion County and advocating for them at the national level.
We talked about this in our previous conversation back in when you did go to Washington, D.C., but you know, and you said it best a little while ago that some of these veterans don't advocate for themselves, but how important is it to you to be the voice for, you know, all veterans?
You know, I've got big shoulders, Jay. I raised seven kids, so I know how to advocate for my kids. I know how to advocate for myself. But you know, you got those shy individuals that don't like turmoil. I don't care. You know, I'll call anybody out. They put their pants on the same way I do. So that's the way I look at it. But it makes me feel proud of myself. I think of my family's history in the military and you know why my grandfather joined the VFW back in World War II after he came back home. VFW does a lot of good things for veterans. I mean, a lot. And just the advocacy, the getting the veterans their disability ratings they deserve for after being injured. But also, we got Home Base Iowa here in town, in Iowa. It's an employment opportunities, and we can able, you know, contact, if a veteran comes to me and I'll say, hey, have you talked to Home Base Iowa? And I'll shoot the veteran's information over there, give him the information. Or if a veteran comes to me and our family member might not know services, and if I hear about it, I'll send him to our county service officer, which he's doing a great job right now. And I mean, those are special ways we can advocate. And the tornado, Greenfield tornado. My daughter had a house over in Greenfield, lost her house. I went over there and helped clean up. And what brought my attention to this, my buddy I served with, he retired as Sergeant Major, Bob Stewart. He was in charge of before he got out, he was in charge of the recruiting command he was an operations Sergeant Major for the recruiting and retention command for the state of Iowa Guard. His boy lived right next door to my daughter. So we were cleaning up, and you know, we were BSing about, hey, we've done a lot of flood duty together, but we've never done tornado duty together. But you know, we were talking, and then we got to talking about how many veterans was affected. Then we found out a couple of veterans lost their house that were veterans. Well, the state of Iowa, the VA, we have a Iowa Veterans Trust Fund. These veterans can go and apply for help through the Iowa Veterans Trust Fund with their county service officer. And the VFW offers disaster funds if they meet criteria. We can't guarantee them no money, but there's applications they can fill out. And so just this past week, we were over in Greenfield, the Iowa VFW, Department of Iowa VFW, and we set up a table display. We have veterans come to us. They fill out applications so we can actually try to help them their need. And so these are just some of the things the VFW does. And that's what I'm very passionate about, because, you know, some people have to go to therapy. Some people might have to go see a counselor for their issues they might have. But the best way for me is helping others, helping veterans, assisting veterans, and that's my therapy. That makes me feel good about myself, makes me feel pride in what I'm doing, what the VFW is about.
Well, Michael, before we close, with your experience, do you feel that Marion County is where they need to be in the resources that are available for veterans?
Absolutely. Marion County is doing a good job, especially with our new service officer. He's a class act. I've talked to him several times, and he's doing a great job. So if there's any veterans out there and you need help with, you know, or family members, death benefits or school benefits for kids, I mean, there's, if a veteran's service connected over 100%, their kids can go to school for free with Chapter 35. And you know, there's people here to help the individuals out there, their families and the veterans themselves.
Well, Michael, thank you for your service, and thank you for all that you do here in the, you know, the county to help out veterans and their families. And, you know, I appreciate you taking the time to visit with me today.
All right. Thank you. Yep.
Once again, that was VFW National Council member and Army veteran Michael Brayman joining us for a special news magazine Spirit of America segment.